In the name of Jesus. What do we know about the Holy Spirit? Does the Holy Spirit seem kind of vaporous to you? Does he seem kind of abstract? I mean, we have God the Father who created the heavens and the earth. Of course, the heavens and the earth were created through the Son. And we're told in Genesis, the Spirit of God hovered upon the waters. And think of Jesus' baptism. God the Father speaks of Jesus, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." It is God the Son who is baptized, and the Holy Spirit descends on him in the form of a dove. It's his anointing for ministry. Ministry that will bring about the forgiveness of sins for the whole world. But it is the church of God through the Holy Spirit who is enabled to partake of this forgiveness, receive this forgiveness, and confess and proclaim this forgiveness to all the world. God the Father creates with the help or through the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Son of God, God the Son, becomes man and dies on the cross for the sins of the world. He fulfilled all of God's word and commandments, leaving not one out. He fulfilled them all for you. And then he dies on the cross, again for the forgiveness of your sins. And through faith in Christ, you have this forgiveness. You need not doubt this forgiveness. Did not God say that in him was life, and whoever believes in him has life? Did the word of God not say, the word spoken by Jesus, that whoever does not have the Father does not have the Son? Did Jesus himself not say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me"? The question is, how do you come to the Father? It's through Jesus Christ. It's through him alone. But who is it that draws you to God the Father? Who is it that enables you to believe that you do have forgiveness through the Son of God, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension? How does this come to pass? Do you make a decision? Do you, by your own reason or strength, decide, "Hey, this Christianity stuff sounds pretty good. I think I'm going to believe it"? Well, if that is the foundation of your belief, that is a shaky foundation that could crumble out beneath you. No, you believe not of your own reason or strength, but because the Holy Spirit has enlightened you. The Holy Spirit has opened your eyes. The Holy Spirit, working through the gifts of God, the gifts of the Spirit, has brought you to faith in Christ. Your faith in Christ is the Holy Spirit's work. And again, he works through the means of grace. He doesn't work through any decision of your own. He doesn't work through your reason, your will, your strength. He delivers Christ to you in the word of the gospel, in preaching. He delivers Christ to you in the absolution, which Jesus called ministers of the gospel to proclaim and to pronounce. He delivers Christ to you through the sacrament of the altar. I asked at the beginning of this sermon if the Holy Spirit seemed kind of abstract to you. Now, the first thing we have to do is speak of the Spirit not as an object, not as the power or energy of God, but a person, the third person of the Holy Trinity. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, three persons in one divine essence. But does the Holy Spirit seem to be abstract to you? Now again, speak of him as a person. Notice I said him. I did not say speak of it, meaning the Holy Spirit, as a person. We do not call the Holy Spirit an it. I see Steve over there sitting all by himself. Don't, when referring to him, don't use the pronouns him or he or his. Say it. There it is. There it is. Hope that he doesn't come up to you and speak to you after the divine service. Hope that it doesn't come up to speak to you, rather. Now, that would be an insult to Steve. That would be demeaning his humanity, his personhood. And when we speak of the Spirit as an it, we are not merely demeaning his personhood, the third person of the Trinity, but we're compromising his divine status as God. God who delivers the forgiveness of sins to you. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word or observe my word or even guard my word. And my Father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. Do you have faith in Christ? Well, I believe you do. Otherwise, why would you be here? Why would you sing so boldly and clearly the hymns of the church? Why would you confess the creed if it was something, the creed, you didn't believe? What a waste of time that would be for you. So anyone who doesn't believe that, you get up and leave now. No, you have that faith. Do you love the Word of God? Do you cherish that Word of God? Do you strive by God's grace and help to keep His commandments? And when you fail to keep His commandments, as we all do, do you come to Him seeking His forgiveness? Do you come to the sacrament of the altar knowing that here the forgiveness of Christ is conveyed to you, is delivered to you, is applied to you, and his righteousness imputed to you by partaking of his very body and blood in faith? Well, if you do, and I shouldn't use that word it, because you do, and that's not the proper word either, but on account of these things, Jesus, the Son of God, the Father, the Almighty Creator, the first person of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, come to you and make their home with you. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul writes. In you, the Spirit of God dwells, and the Spirit works to bring you to faith in all three persons of the Trinity. The Spirit works through the Word of God and the means of grace, the sacraments to which the Word of God has been bound, comes to you. He works through these things to enable you to believe that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Okay, I'm going to point at it over there. That's rude, I know, but it doesn't mind. Behold, Steve, the president of this congregation. I am drawing your attention to Steve. That's what the Holy Spirit does. But he doesn't draw your attention to Steve. God forbid. He draws your attention to Jesus Christ. And again, through faith in Christ, all three persons of the Holy Trinity dwell within you. On this Pentecost Sunday, we remember the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church. When the Spirit was poured out and the disciples, those gathered in the upper room, spoke with new tongues, new languages, we are not left out of this baptism by the Spirit. We are not left out. We participate in that. Because notice what the apostles did after receiving the Holy Spirit. They began proclaiming the mighty works of God in the languages of all those who had gathered in Jerusalem for the festival of Pentecost. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He opens your ears so you can hear and understand the gospel. He opens your heart, if you will, so you can believe the gospel. He opens your mind so that you can understand these things that at one time may have seemed utter foolishness to you. He opens your mouth, and he opens the mouths of all Christians so that they may proclaim the mighty works of God. The mighty works of God accomplished through his Son. So that's what the Holy Spirit does within the church. That is his work, to bring you Christ and his forgiveness, to bring you to faith in Christ. The Holy Spirit has been called the shy person of the Holy Trinity. In other words, he doesn't draw attention to himself. He draws your attention to Jesus. And he opens your lips so that you may confess God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit with your mouth. And that by believing in your heart, you may be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ, our Lord.